We all struggle. We all struggle. But through it all, I know I'm blessed. But through it all, I know I'm blessed. And I'm grateful.
Appreciate the blessings, appreciate the inner peace that I got when I'm stressing. Appreciate the fact that you don't leave me out here guessing.
Welcome to the fourth episode of the Grateful Dread Podcast. I'm your host, Jimmy Soul, aka the Grateful Dread. Today is a rainy day here in Connecticut. It's not like pouring rain, but it's raining and it's cloudy. There's an overpass. There's no sun out. And I'm not any less grateful than I was yesterday when it was sunny. I still have the opportunity to come here and look at the waves. Look at the waves today. They're wavy. You know what I mean? They're getting their wave on today, which is pretty dope. Yesterday you saw how calm the waters were. Some days there's more motion in the universe, which is dope. I take that as a sign that maybe there's some things really happening right now, which are pretty awesome. And that God's doing some real work. And driving, like if you ever heard my song Ocean Drive, I wrote that song a long time ago when I was studying the Master Key System. I was trying to learn how to manifest, and I was just really beginning to research quantum physics and universal law of attraction, stuff like that. And I had this moment very similar to right now. I came here to the beach and I was just looking at the ocean. I was thinking about surfers, and I was thinking about our need to control everything in life, our need to have things go exactly how we want them to go, rather than being able to get into the flow of the universe and the natural flow of how things are happening. And I got to a place where I was like, you know what? I've been trying to do it my way. I've been trying to make things happen, trying to manifest this life by working towards what I think is how it needs to go, and sticking to my schedule, not allowing room for allowance, and not really releasing control of the outcome to God and saying, you know what, you take the wheel, which is what I did. I was looking at the ocean and I was like, you know what, the ocean is such a powerful element. Water is such a powerful element in earth. It's like, I don't know, 2/3 of the earth or something like that. It's 2/3 of our own body. It's literally one of the most abundant forces of life in the universe. And I was thinking, like, you know what? A surfer doesn't tell the ocean how to vibrate and where the wave should go. A surfer watches the waves, studies the wave, and then tries to get into the flow of the wave. And the ocean gives the surfer the ride. The ocean decides where we're gonna go, and the surfer just goes along for the ride. And I was thinking about that, and I tried to make a metaphor and say, you know what, ocean, drive, you drive. And was really saying, God, you take the wheel, you drive, and you guide me to where I'm trying to go in life, because I've been trying my way and it's not working. And I thought even about, not in the song, but in the song, like, ocean, give me the vibes. Ocean always give me the vibes, because the ocean gives you the vibration, which creates the wave. And I said, ocean, give me the rides. Ocean always give me the rides, even though I've never surfed. But I was just thinking, if I was a surfer, I'd be relying on the ocean to give me the ride. And as a human being walking in this universe that God created, I got to learn to rely more on God to help get me to the destination I'm trying to go to. And I thought about how willing we are to do that as human beings. When we get on a plane, like, we don't know the pilot. We don't know if he was drinking that day. We don't know how his night was the day before. We don't know how many years he's been flying. We don't know so much, but we get on that plane and we just go to sleep or watch a movie or eat our chips and just trust that this giant piece of metal, like the size of like 5-6 school buses, is gonna fly in the air, and we're gonna wake up and be where we wanted to go. We just completely let go of control. And I was thinking, like, if I'm willing to trust some fallible human to get me where I want to go in my life, why is it so hard for me to trust God? And I thought about that. And then I wrote that song, Ocean Drive, and I was like, you know what? I'm letting go of the need to control this, because it's stupid. I have one of the greatest resource, period. Like, God is everything, all abundant. He can pull all the strings. He can make the right person discover your music. He can make the right person see your audition tape or whatever you're trying to accomplish in your life. He can pull strings. He can lead people to you. And if you try to control it yourself and do it your way and you don't allow God to work, that might be why you're coming into so much resistance and not just having faith that God has your back and he has your best interests at heart. And he wants to see whatever good work is in you. He wants to see it through. So I guess the bigger point I'm trying to make is that's one is learn to let go. You know what I mean? Learn to give up some of the control. And I think you'll find that you're creating less resistance. But also, take the steps. Do the work. Faith without work is dead. You got to show up every day. You know what I mean? If you genuinely want something in your soul, you got to wake up and you got to act like you want it. You got to go get it. You got to be willing to put in the work. But also, you got to also allow yourself room to adjust the plan. And you got to go with the flow. So, with that said, I still haven't really talked about what I'm grateful for. And I want to definitely do that because that's the real point of this podcast. Today, I'm grateful that I woke up first and foremost. I asked my wife this morning how she's feeling. She's like, I don't know. I was like, you're good. You're breathing, right? You woke up? This, and then our daughter was right there. I said, this girl right here is still alive and well. Gave her a big hug. And I'm like, man, we're blessed. Know that every day. That's the first thing you should think of when you get up. You should say, life. I woke up again. Yes. No matter what your obstacle today is, it's like a video game. Think of life sometimes like a video game. I know I got this song All Madden on Football Life, which I don't know when that's ever going to come out. I might be focusing on this book right now instead as my main focus. But Football Life will come out one day. All the songs are already recorded. But anyway, there's a song up there called All Madden. And I talk about how, for me, life feels like I'm playing life on All Madden. But with that said, that's not a bad thing if your perspective is right. Like, see, it's starting to really come down now, this rain, I told you. But see, even rainy days, you got to learn to appreciate these rainy days, man. Because rainy days are awesome. They provide a tranquility. Like, the sound of this, hold on. There's such a calming effect of the rain. And obviously rain means that a whole bunch of farmers' fruits and vegetables are going to be growing today naturally. Rain is good for so many reasons, but for so many people associate rain as like this bad thing. Like, like even me, like, I can't go to the beach today. I can't get my moment with God and my me time, but I'm still here. And it's actually beautiful. And this bird's still flying around enjoying the rain. But anyway, I lost my train of thought. But the point was, wake up grateful no matter what, man. You woke up. Oh, All Madden. That's what I was saying. So I don't know if any of you guys play Madden, but I play Madden. And I never like playing Madden on rookie. Ever. I don't like playing Madden on all pro. I like playing Madden on all Madden. I want it to be as hard as it can be, because to me, that's where the fun is. The fun is in the challenge. So if we approach life with that same perspective, like, you know what? And that sounds crazy. You don't necessarily want your life to be as hard as it can be, but think about it. If your challenge is really great, when you overcome it, it's so rewarding. Like, I've talked about this before on my stories. I've talked about a lot of Road to 50, but Pursuit of Happiness, that movie Will Smith, that moment where he gets a job as a stockbroker, entry-level job as a stockbroker, is that fulfilling? Because it was that challenging. And that's how life is. When I had my song play in the stadium the first time, it was that fulfilling because it was that challenging. So my message today is embrace the challenges, be grateful for every single breath you have on this earth, and allow God to do what he's trying to do. All right? Have a good day. Appreciate the blessings.
Okay. Appreciate the blessings.
So thankful.
I'm blessed, yes. Appreciate the blessings.
I'm so grateful to be alive.
And I thank you. Appreciate the blessings.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed, yes. Appreciate the blessings.
So are you.
And I thank you. Appreciate the blessings.
Appreciate the blessings. the black.